Well, it was only a matter of time before Peter Costello, and this is pretty powerful stuff. Gee, I just don't understand Turnbull, Morrison and co. Are they trying to win votes, or are they just trying to let the other mob beat them on the 2nd of July? This is this superannuation thing. And Peter Costello was speaking at a function yesterday, and of course he's going to be asked questions about all this, about the budget superannuation changes. And he rightly attacked the government's claim. He doesn't like doing it, but you've got your own credibility at risk, that a $1.6 million tax-free limit on contributions is generous, because he attacked the notion. Because the argument by the government, how Malcolm Turnbull doesn't know this, I have got no idea, it would be sufficient to generate income equivalent to four times the age pension. Well, Costello's been around. And he said yesterday, the government said 1.6 million would give you four times the age pension. He said, that's based on the assumption that you got a rate of return of 5.5%. Where the hell do you get that on 1.6 million? Nowhere. Now, the single pension's about 20,000. Mind you get a whole heap of other stuff, but he left that out. Peter left all of that out when he was talking, but you do get the health card and you get a whole lot of other benefits. So you're over 30,000 if you're on the age pension. But he just took the raw pension. He said the single pension about 20,000. 20,000 multiplied by four, he said, is 80,000. 80,000 is 5% of 1.6 million. He said, that's what the government thinks you're going to get. Does it really think that when it is issuing bonds at 2%? The 10-year government bond yield fell to 2.2% on Monday, an unprecedented low. Peter Costello's the chairman of the Future Fund. He said that the Future Fund is currently negotiating with the government to lower its earnings return target. Its target is 5% above inflation. He said that'll have to be revised in the light of falling interest rates. In other words, if the Future Fund can't generate returns 5% above inflation, how on earth are self-managed superannuation funds going to generate returns above 5%? I mean, it is beyond belief. And as I made the further point, if 1.6 million is all right for all of you people out there, Julia Gillard and these people are retiring on $180,000 to $200,000 a year forever. Julia Gillard's not even 60. So basically, supposing she lives till she's 90, well, we're talking about a capitalisation of her benefit of about 6 or 7 million. Why has the average bloke got to put up with 1.6 million cap, but Julia Gillard could have 7 million? I mean, this is absurd. Peter Costello said of the government's proposal on superannuation, the first thing that will give, he said, is that you'll run out of money and go back on the pension. 100% correct.